talking to Senior Anthony Cruzzi here on the occasion of Senior Night. Anthony, I remember you. I was at a football game one night, and it's cold, and I'm walking across the parking lot to the men's room, and I hear this voice, Mr. Shovel, Mr. Shovel. He said, hey, my little boy, Anthony, would like to play on the Brossard freshman team if you have an opening. I just want you to know that. So, you know, I think you're a long, lifelong Mustang. You've always wanted to be a part of the program. Back when you guys were freshmen, we got you together in the locker room. We sat down. We said, wow, look what we got here. A lot of potential. Unfortunately, life's not fair. Some bumps in the road. We lost Robbie. We had some, you know, football's taking its toll on us, and now there are seven of you, and even out of the seven, there's five left that are still competing on an active basis. Take a look back over those years. Go back and tell me things that you're going to remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah, coming in freshman year, the coaches were very confident in us, and the team was really good when we came in freshman year with Ethan Ironman and Carson and Steven, seniors and juniors. So we had some really good players to look up to and learn from. And just we faced a lot of adversity with injuries, and a lot of people had to step up with those injuries coming in, but that gave us opportunities to get experience. Or when we became juniors and seniors, we knew what to expect, and it really helped us. But at first, it was a slow and a hard grind, but the experience helped us, and it's paying off right now.
Absolutely. You know, I always say that you guys are warriors. You're a very exciting team. You won the 10th Region A. You'll always be in the media guide. We'll be on the wall in the locker room, and nobody can take that away from you.
Yeah, that was a big goal for all of us this year. We went out early our junior year, and we made sure that we were going to win this our senior year, and we gave it our all, put the work in on the off season, and we've been working on our chemistry. We hung out. We practiced a lot, and the work paid off, as you can see.
Okay, the spring comes. You walk down the aisle. You pick up a diploma. You walk out of Brossard High School. What are your short-term goals as you head to college and into the next phase of your life?
I plan on going to Northern Kentucky University, and I don't really know for sure what I want to pursue, but I think I'll probably be in something in, like, the business career. And yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's look further out. You know, I mean, you must have a vision or a plan. You know, a big house in the suburbs, four kids, a dog, and two cars, trophy wife, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Or do you plan on staying single and taking over from me someday, and or moving to Florida where it's warm? What are your thoughts long term?
Taking over travel, man. I don't know if that's even doable. Hopefully, long down in the future, I can get a wife, have a family. Hopefully, they can have the same life as I had. Get the privilege to go to Catholic school, go to Brossard, and get to experience the things I got to experience. And lucky enough to have with my parents.
Very good. Any advice you would give any youngsters who are just starting out in your high school playing careers, be it trying to choose a high school or just being a freshman starting out in their high school playing career?
Sports are hard. I mean, you face a lot of ups and downs, adversity, but you really just got to keep your head straight and focus on, like, the long-term goal. And just get a couple buddies that want to have the same goals as you, that you can have to work together. And it's a long process. It's a hard process. Sometimes you don't know if it's going to work out. You just got to trust it and motivate yourself. And as you can see, we win the All-A. That was a big goal. We wanted that. That was always on our minds. And that worked out. That's all I got to say. Just work hard and don't lose focus.
Shout-outs, people you want to recognize, the student section, your mom and dad, coaches, whatever.
I just want to thank my mom and dad, always calling my games, my siblings, Mary Elizabeth and Paul, big supporters, always coming out, cheering on me, and just being there for me since I started off playing at St. Joe's. Me and Coach Ritter, we put a lot of time in the offseason. He's like my main trainer in the summer. We spent a ton of time, and he's always there for me, believing in me, telling me how good I can be, and I just want to thank him and Coach Franzen coming in, you know, what to expect as first head coach, and he's doing pretty good. We got off to a good start, beat Newport, proved a lot of people wrong, and we got a lot more stuff to prove coming up.
There we go. Senior night, not the end of the road, more ahead. So good luck to you and the Mustangs tonight as we take on Mason County Royals on senior night.
Royals, thanks.
There you go.